bitch. It's the 1975. It's another episode of Shelf Medicating, actually. And we're going to talk about the Taylor Swift album.
The Tortured Poets Department.
I keep wanting to say society.
Yeah, I know. It feels like it could be a society.
Yeah.
It feels very weird with no headphones, by the way.
I'm kind of free. I feel very vulnerable.
Oh, Ellie has hers on still.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the monitor of levels.
Levels, that's good.
That's good. We need that.
The chairman.
Yeah. I'm going to be the moderator because I'm not going to have as much to say.
I feel like you will. I feel like you're selling yourself short on your Taylor knowledge.
And you'll be like the devil's advocate, you know?
Yeah.
All of us are the devil's advocate because this is a podcast that likes Maddie Healy.
Yeah.
We're going to say it.
Not likes loves.
Yeah. We're going to say it up front.
Yeah. If you hate him, I found the wine glasses. They're in here.
Perfect.
Oh. If you hate Maddie and you're mad this album's about him or you're happy that it ended, you're going to be triggered by the podcast.
But I highly suggest continuing to listen all the way through because maybe
we'll change your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our goal
100%.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
so stay tuned.
We're not just doing this to be on the defense. We have gone to see the 1975.
I was just about to say that.
When they were in their little venue.
Yeah.
We had to drive to Tulsa for it.
Also, our friendship was built by Maddie Healy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate
root.
Yeah.
The viral Tumblr video of Maddie Healy singing Chocolate was one, my sexual awakening. Two,
100%.
Was the tent post that we literally became best friends around.
Yeah.
Maddie, I mean, we learned all their lyrics. We sat in the room, listened, followed the band.
The car just jammed out, always playing in the car.
Yeah.
Tell them the discovery you made today about the dates.
Today I got a, of all things, Snapchat notification, like a memory that popped up, and we went to the 1975 concert 7 years ago today, the same day that Taylor Swift released her album All About Maddie Healy.
And we're on a girls trip.
Yeah. And we're on a girls trip for the first time in years.
Yeah, like ever. Actually ever, like just us.
That's
depressing, yeah. But we won't go there.
And I just like that's euphoric. That's written in the stars.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's something
clandestine.
Yeah, it was planned.
So yeah. Here we are. We're gonna chat all about it.
We're gonna dive in.
But first, we have very important business.
Oh, what?
Our Crumble Cookies.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Are we gonna do that on this episode or the book episode?
Maybe. Probably should do it on the book because.
Never mind.
I know it made it such a stressor to find one.
Oh, my God.
We could do both.
Yeah, it's fun. It's some fun. Fun that we could
I'm
do.
I'm dying to know what y'all's is.
You have to come up with two? Like
no. Well, I don't know. I'm sure I'll get one in bed tonight. A new one.
Will you?
A little pillow talk.
Yeah. I'm sure Mina will whisper and come up with a few cookie ideas.
So we came up with crumble cookie flavors.
Like,
that
each
we think
of us
we're
bring
pitching.
A flavor and that would be the lineup, which is funny. But then I think we could pick the favorite. I'm like, I think we could talk 30, 40 minutes about these flavors.
Finn, get over. I'm sorry.
We're not alone on this.
Yeah, our guest star.
A man has infiltrated the girls' trip, and he's ruining everything.
Yes. I love him though.
Fish.
He's a
maybe
tiny
we'll post
prince.
A picture of Finny.
He's
You'll
a
see. We'll see him.
Multi-poo.
Yeah. You should.
With fish breath and a big heart.
Yo. Say hello.
Say something.
Finny, speak.
Should I? I can go first.
Okay.
I thought about this. After we talked about it, and then I had it on Easter. Maybe they've done this. Banana pudding.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, that is a good one.
And I don't know how they would do it quite yet, like if we need like a graham cracker crust, but like it's a vanilla wafer is crucial to me.
Yes, absolutely.
So it has to be incorporated somewhere. So like maybe just like a normal sugar cookie.
With like a banana pudding frosting.
Yeah.
Or could it be like a graham cracker type cookie?
That's what I was first thinking. But like traditional banana pudding
I think
doesn't.
Vanilla cookie. Banana pudding frosting and then crumbled
vanilla
wafers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll come around, I think.
No, that sounds really good.
Thanks. Yeah. I was proud.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Mine is pineapple upside down cake.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I wouldn't like it, but it's
a good
one.
Same.
Yeah.
It is a good idea.
Like pineapple upside down cake. But I think it could be good, like the like glazy kind of like running over the cherry on top. I think
it'd
cute.
Be a very different vibe, which they you know, they need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid mine has been done before by Crumble.
I can't wait to hear it.
like a cafe mocha, like coffee bean flavor.
Oh, huh.
I had never been done before.
Okay.
Revolutionary.
But that's what I was trying to think of, was like what the cookie base would be, because to me the icing would be what the cafe mocha flavor would
what
be.
What if you did like a
with coffee beans on top? Like chocolate covered coffee beans?
Almost like a biscotti. Like a
coffee cake. Oh, yeah, that too.
You're going to lose your mind when you hear mine.
Coffee cake. What?
Mine was London Fog.
Ooh,
cute.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Yeah.
Like shortbread, vanilla, yeah. Earl Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are all really good. Yeah. Honestly.
And super unique. And Crumple should honestly take our advice.
Yeah.
I think we could all really help this company out.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this every podcast. So Crumple, start listening.
Yeah.
If we were better women, we would make these cookies and bring them to each other.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But I would do it so much shame. My flavors.
It would be so
bad. Chef.
Yeah. But again, if we were better women.
If we were better women.
Yeah.
If we had chickens that laid eggs at our homes.
Raw milk, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I woke up in the morning and
we didn't have refrigerated cookie dough waiting for us in the fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of.
Two open bags of chips hours after we had dinner.
If only you could candy see.
Salad. if only we didn't have a candy salad with more red 40 than you would ever believe.
If you could see our kitchen right now, you would be
a dog running amok.
Yeah.
It's fine. I love them. Wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
Truly.
Okay, so let's give our overall thoughts.
Okay, here's the tea. So, you know, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, the album leaked. And I didn't listen. I avoided all leaks. And everyone here did because we're good people. But I did see one video that was like, y'all are about to be shocked. This isn't about Joe. And I said, I'm not shocked at all. I told all of you, the minute that the aesthetic for this album came out, that's about Maddie Healy. She's laying in lingerie. She's smoking cigarettes. It's black and white.
Typewriter.
That's not Joe. Joe, she would be, I don't know, sitting in a bland restaurant with a bunch of saltines in her bowl, you know? And I am so happy it's about Maddie because I hate the narrative. I've seen so many videos today that were like, she didn't even date him for so long. Like, it can't be about him. You've doesn't clearly matter. Never been in a fling. Flings burn brighter than the sun when you're in them. Mm-hmm. And two, it's Maddie Healy. Yeah. I could walk by Maddie Healy on the street and
write
be
an album.
Absolute psychosis for 40 days over it.
I
so
could be
I don't
in the same
hear.
City as Maddie Healy. Yeah. And I would know it in my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sound of his heart.
Literally the sound of his heart.
Oh, Ellie's gosh. Like, I know when he's around. I know the sound.
I love the sound.
Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thrilled that it's about Maddie. And I do this every time with a Taylor album. I expect so much that I am prepared to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And even like when I get the track list, I'm like, just don't know if this one is going to do it for me. You know, like, is this going to be the one where like my fandom kind of burns out? And it never is. So mm-hmm. I don't know why I expect that. True. But this just, it truly blew me away.
Yeah.
It was better than I could have ever expected.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I just knew it was going to be good because of the aesthetic and the just the vibes it was giving off.
Yeah. I'm just always worried that she's going to try something like crazy new.
Yeah. Like, I was worried that it was like very artistic, which would have been fine. But like I was worried I wouldn't like be able to give in as much or like want to listen to it constantly because it was going to be so like.
Yeah. There were rumors that it was like very like synth pop, like robotic type. And it is a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was like very expecting like that, like something like that she's never done before, but it's perfect. It's perfection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really truly is. I've realized about myself, and this is like why me and Logan don't get along on music. I like genuinely don't listen to the song. I listen to the lyrics only. Like you could probably be like playing like your own banjo in the back. And if it was like well-written, I'd be like perfect song. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes hits that people love, like I was just saying earlier, everyone's like obsessed with Ariana's album. So I tried to give it a little bite and sorry, I don't know if she writes them or who, but like the lyrics are just never doing it for me. And like, that's all it takes for me to like it or hate it. Like the other day, Logan was like, you will not stop listening to Noah Kahan. Like stop. And I was like, no, I'm like obsessed with the way he writes. I think it's making me a better writer. And that's how I feel about this album where I don't even know if I'm listening to the song, but the lyrics are really scratching my brain in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You always pay attention to the lyrics.
So much.
I've gotten better about that. Sometimes I really am just listen to music part first.
It depends to me. Like
I like something that I like want to listen to over and over. Like I will find mm-hmm. like I have like two that I'm like fixated on that I just like continuously of want hers? To listen to. Yeah.
Which ones?
Down Bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fresh Out the Slammer yep. and Same. Guilty as Sin.
Same. Yep. Those are my
yeah.
Those three. I could,
like
early favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think
it takes like talking about it and like listening to the lyrics and stuff to get me on board with wanting to listen to. I mean, I liked them all, but like wanting to like actually understand what the other ones are about.
I agree. I feel like with those, not only is the beat good, but the lyrics are good too. Yeah. So it's a right off the bat easy mm-hmm. to like.
Yeah.
But with some of the slower ones that you have to really pay attention to the lyrics, those are harder mm-hmm. to like immediately one pick up and to yeah. like get on board with. But yeah, all of those are they're yeah. just an easy, like obvious. They're good all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I also feel like I either need to be able to connect the song to my life or I need to know exactly what Taylor's talking about.
Yes. Agreed.
And with this one, I was so obsessed with the Maddie era, like Same. So obsessed with it that I clocked it immediately. And I was like, oh yeah, it's going to like, we're finally going to get some details about what the heck was going on. Like I think people remember, oh, they went out to dinner. He played at her shows, like
yeah.
five shows back to back to back. He was there, you know, yeah. It was a bigger deal. So I'm just excited to see.
And it's just all of their friends are intertwined. People are just not giving it the credit that it deserves. Like this has been going on for a decade.
Yeah.
This like it's been a decade long situationship, if you will. Of like on again, off again. I think it was very off clearly when her and Joe were together for the 6 years. Mm-hmm. But it's like that thing where you can have the fling with the person and then in a relationship or whatever, and you're not even necessarily thinking about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't coming from experience. I don't know why I'm talking like it is. But it's like the minute you come up from air out of the relationship, you're like, what if I just called
and that's
up?
Fresh yeah. out the slammer.
Like yeah. I'm going back to high school here, and like I am talking from experience. I was always dating someone, and the minute I stopped dating that person, I texted Logan or I called him, and
yeah.
like Logan was the guy who talked me through my breakup, who we like met up and like hung out in between. Like that's what I feel like Maddie was for her when she mm-hmm. was mad at Joe and they were on a break. Like her and Joe have not been a solid 6 years. Need I mention high infidelity? Like yeah. things have happened. So I just think I think Maddie's always been in the back burner. And we also like, I know it's love bombing or whatever, but we can tell from all of it that it was the kind of thing where they both, you know, it's like, it's giving like in the movies where they have like the pact where you're like, I know I'm going to end up with you eventually. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how they talked, like from yeah. listening to the album.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they clearly wanted to be together, but his drug addiction got in the way.
Yeah.
We hear that in the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for him.
I really like thought he was sober.
I think mm-hmm. he is now.
I mean the pills.
I mean, I know, he tried to buy pills semi recently. I'm worried for him.
But what is the interview that he said he was 5 years sober?
I wonder if he is like California sober. Yeah, like he just like means I don't do heroin, but I smoke weed and like take occasional pills.
Yeah, I mean.
Because the heroin was the real monkey on his back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously on anyone's back who does it, but.
Praying for you.
That damn monkey. I just hope he's okay after this.
Album? I know. We were talking
I hope his
earlier.
Girlfriend's okay.
His girlfriend is not okay. I can tell you that.
I will literally be
in ruin.
X's over my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say good day, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to remove myself.
Mm-hmm. Ankle weights on.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's so much to talk about.
Okay. I shouldn't quote it without knowing where it's from, but one of the lines in one of the songs is, and they'll call me crazy if I talk about us or something. And that's what I feel like is so funny that she predicted it. And that is the narrative where like, I see so many comments of people being like, there's no way that many songs are about a month. Like she even said it, like no one's even going to believe me whenever I say how much this affected me, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cause she's not like, I can do it with a broken heart. Everyone's like, Joe, her sparkling girly summer, she was already over Joe. She was having the time of her life going on a world tour. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is whenever Matty Healy hijacked said tour, played with her for like 6 shows, and said he wanted her to have his babies and then left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
Clearly, like, we are seeing the positives in Matty, and we always will. We always have. But he messed up
okay,
in this relationship.
But let me say, I think it started out of good intention. I think he initially said, I'm leaving because it's not fair to you how much I'm hated. But then obviously he ended up ghosting, and obviously something with her friends and the pills. But I do feel like the pill comment is one of those things that, like, after the breakup, when you're trying to feel better, you and your friends find things to dig on.
For sure.
Like, I think if they were still together, it'd be like, oh, yeah, that's my boyfriend. He's kind of into drugs. Mm-hmm. He talked to a dealer. Yeah. I don't think it's all that odd that at an L.A. party, someone would ask a friend of a friend for pills.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saying this from a Midwestern couch who's never taken a pill that wasn't prescribed. Sometimes I'm worried that my daily vitamin is too much. Half an Advil, but I don't think it's all that crazy.
No, it's not crazy at all.
Yeah.
But yes, I think it the way she worded it, how dare you leave me safe and stranded? I think at first he was like, I'm going to protect you. But I think she was so mad because she was like, I don't want to be protected. Mm-hmm. But then I do think, given smallest man who ever lived, it was not like, oh, he's being a hero. I do think he was being a coward.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think he kind of promised, like, no, we can do it. We can take on everything. And then it backed was out. Too much for mm-hmm. him very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the drugs or if it was just in general. Because I don't ever know if the drug references are old or current.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I did see that his family spoke and said that he likes the album.
How could he not?
Yeah.
No, it's I mean, he's an artist at heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's good.
I've had a few songs written about me, and you listen to him. He's had it on repeat.
Yeah.
I know he has. And I.
He's dissecting
it. Can't imagine how his heart is breaking.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's locked in a dark room right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. With his typewriter. And his pills, probably.
I could cry.
And he's not having a good time. No. But he's respecting the art.
I would do anything to just have been a fly on the wall today.
Yeah.
What if he listened early? They don't talk, though. I was going to say, maybe she did.
But
maybe Jack played it for him.
But he said, didn't he say in that interview that he was given a heads up ahead of time?
Well, I mean,
by her,
I'm sure he just knew.
Well, okay.
You don't have like a whirlwind romance like with Taylor Swift and not expect an
album. I know,
album.
But I think it like said, that TikTok you sent us, it was like.
Oh, I thought it said like he was prepared because he was in it.
I think.
No, it said that he was warned.
Her publicist, okay. her team reached out to him and told him and warned him.
I guess that's probably how Hollywood has to work. Like before 1989, they probably were like, Harry, you're going to be all over the news tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I have a question.
Same.
Go ahead. That maybe I should know this answer, so I'm apologizing now as a 1975 fan. Does he have any songs you could pinpoint being about
her? Change of Heart is her back in the day, and then I think there's
those are the two I thought, but like another. No recent ones, right?
I'm guessing About You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
I know.
Love
now
the
I
thought
also
of that.
Listen.
Yeah, I know. We need to start inner
yeah, trying, yeah.
changing them. What's your question, Maddie?
I wish I knew like the timeline of when she was writing this album because like there are obviously videos and pictures of him going into the studio with her throughout their romance. So I'm like, was he a part of writing this?
Yeah.
Or at least like hearing it? Mm. Or like what were they doing?
This
in
quote
the studio?
Too from him. Healy couldn't be happier with her latest record, a source exclusively revealed on Friday, adding their relationship was fast but extremely passionate and real.
He knows.
I'm God.
Let's move on to Joe.
Wait, I'm on a Reddit thread. 1975 songs about Taylor.
Oh,
About You. Mm-hmm. It played 2 separate times at the stadium before Eras, and then Jack produced it. So Me and You Together song, and then When We Are Together.
Yes,
and then. Change of Heart.
So okay.
We need to go listen to the Me and You Together song.
Yeah.
About You.
Yeah.
I don't know what song it is that she just released, but in one of them, that's obviously about him says something like, in your American dream, or
yeah, I'm the girl of your, who said I was the girl of his American
dreams. Yeah.
Yeah. Joe, here you go. Sad little Joe. Here's the tea. He already got his breakup album.
Right.
Midnight is a breakup album. Mm-hmm. And it's about Joe. It's all about Joe. So people who are like, I can't believe there's not more about him. My God, we've got 14 songs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear any more about Joe.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't enough, your track 5 is about Joe.
Yeah. I'm thrilled that it's not
about Maddie. I couldn't take that.
Yeah.
But the smallest man who ever lived is brutal.
Yeah, that one sucks.
That hurts.
Mm-hmm. For him.
So, yeah. So, Joe has a few. Joe has the Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, which is about the party that he threw at Taylor's house. Yeah. Joe has So Long London. Joe, here's the thing. We're focusing on the initial. The second part, we haven't dissected as much, but Joe has a few there as well.
Yeah.
Hate It Here.
I hate it here.
What's the other one that's down there?
What is it?
I feel like we definitely
know
that's Maddie. How did it end? Note I made how where I said what they're about.
Yeah.
How did it end?
Yes.
Okay. That's Joe.
I think so.
Oh yeah, yeah. Here, let me just
talk about Robin.
I'm just gonna say about that one.
Oh yeah,
Robin is a mystery to me.
I didn't pop up.
I have the first 16 that we agree, I believe, who they're about. So if we want to talk song to song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's just do it.
Go.
Okay. Song by song. Fortnite, I believe, is about them both. I think in the beginning, she's talking about her whole life feeling like endless February. Yawn, that's Joe. And then it like talks about how like the relationship becomes like we're just neighbors now. Like it's just nothing. Joe. But then she says, I took the like surefire breakup remedy or whatever she words it, aka Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was the, and then it says it was temporary. It talks about them both, but that's Fortnite.
Is it saying like a Fortnite, like maybe it was like 2 weeks between Joe and Maddie?
Maybe, but then she says like when she's talking about the remedy or like the fling, I think she says it was a fortnight, like with Maddie, because theirs was so short. But theirs was more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was just in between the two.
Mm. I don't know.
That one's a little bit more confusing, but a good song.
I saw something kind of giving a theory, and I don't remember what it was, and I'm annoyed. I didn't save it, I don't think. We'll see if I can find it.
Mm. The tortured poets department is her one of her most obvious. I'm screaming. This is about Matthew Healy.
Yeah.
She says you smoked and ate 6 bars of chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The typewriter.
Obviously. Yeah.
The tattooed.
Yeah, if you're not familiar, Matty Healy collects and loves typewriters. He has a very popular song called Chocolate. He's very tattooed. He definitely smokes a lot.
Yeah.
We could go on and on.
Yeah. I think there's other references in there too that are obviously him. But
yeah, that one's big. And it's funny because the first one about him, obviously I think it goes in order, but that song is very like romantic about him. Like there's no hint of
Is that the one that name drops Jack and Lucy?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I love when she does that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brings like real people into it.
Who are Jack and Lucy? I don't know.
Jack Antonoff.
Well, okay, but who's Lucy?
Lucy's in Boy Genius. Just a mutual friend.
Okay.
I was a little bit, I saw a thing online when it says like what he said to Lucy, it basically implies he told Lucy, if Taylor and I don't work out, I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
And people were like saying like, he's such a manipulator. Imagine someone. And I was like, okay, Taylor makes that reference a lot in her music. Like,
yeah, she does.
I think about jumping off a very tall something.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think we need to, I could be wrong, but I don't think she's outing a couple in this. Yeah.
In here.
I mean, in the Down Bad, she says, I might as well be dead.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought it was funny. I was like, I don't think we need to twist that to like he was manipulating Taylor to stay with him so he wouldn't kill himself. Too different.
And like, you can't tell that by a song, to be honest.
And I love, like you said, Jack is a mutual friend of theirs. So I think it's like sweet that he probably was having the time of their life while they were together.
I was going to say, like, for anyone that wasn't on board with the relationship, like her good friends were rooting them on.
Gigi Hadid. I trust Gigi with my life and my pasta.
Okay, this this says what, like, but you told Lucy you'd kill yourself if I ever leave, and I had said that to Jack about you, so I felt seen.
Yeah.
So
same.
Wow.
People want to find every flaw with him. And the only flaw he has is a drug addiction.
And like,
wake up.
Yeah.
I can fix him.
The next third one. Song on the album is My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
We were kind of...
We're a little bit
split.
Right. I feel like there was a part of that lyric, those lyrics that made us think it was Maddie, though. Like, at first we thought it was Joe, and then there was something said. But I don't know that for sure. I can look
it up. I thought Maddie.
Yeah.
Just because he seems like some... He would break something.
Yeah. That's one I haven't listened enough to...
Yeah.
To really know.
I thought, like, once I fix me, he's going to miss me. Kind of... And then, like, when she says, just say when I'd play again, he was my best friend down at the sand lot. I felt more when we played pretend than with all the Kens, because he took me out of my box, stole my tortured heart, left all these broken parts, told me I'm better off, but I'm not. I'm not.
Hmm.
Maddie or Joe?
I don't know. It could really be either.
Down Bad. One of my absolute favorites on the album.
That's good.
Very, very, very Maddie. Obvious.
Mm-hmm. We are all down bad.
My favorite part. I'll build you a fort on some planet where they can all understand it.
Yeah.
That just like, I just think about them like whenever the news dropped and she saw that like the public outroar was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what a stupid thing to have to think about. Like, imagine like finding someone and being like, I'm so in love. And here's the thing, they might have fizzled out on their own, I don't know, but like imagine feeling like the weight of like hundreds of thousands of comments and TikToks like rolling in, like mocking you and saying you're like sick, and gagging, like, ew, they can't be together, like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that also is the one that has How Dare You Leave Me Safe and Stranded.
Yeah.
And I think Stranded is very like on the tour because he was traveling with her and she wasn't alone and then she went back to him.
Yeah.
I would give anything to go back to the day that he showed up at that tour.
I know.
I was unwell.
Me dressed as a little witch. I'm like, stay together.
Literally.
Don't let it fizzle this time. Yeah. Mm. Same. Number five, So Long London. For Joe.
Obviously, Joe. Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I think it's interesting that her and Maddie clearly had a bunch of discourse about marriage and kids. But then, like, that one about Joe is, I died at the altar waiting. Like, she did want to marry Joe. And I think that's probably why the Maddie thing swept in. When you're like, oh, my gosh, I've been with this person for 6 years and they don't want to be with me. And then someone comes in, like, love bombing, like, I'll do anything for you. Let's get married. Let's do this. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that's why. That's part of the reason it was so intense.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Number six. But Daddy, I Love Him.
So good.
So good.
That one, what I love is that it's really cursing out the naysayers. They slammed the door on my whole world, the one thing I wanted. I'm honestly proud of her for saying
that. No, I know.
Like, sticking up, like, I know you're my fans, but that sucked.
Yeah.
You kind of ruined my moment.
Yeah. No, honestly, agreed. Like, she was happy, and it got rained on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people just have, like, I mean, obviously, on the internet, everyone's mean about everything. But that's where I think with anyone, it just, it kind of puts in perspective when an artist responds this directly of, like, what we're saying, you know, like that they actually see it. Like, I don't know if she's seeing them directly, but like clearly she kind of
it matters. Yeah,
people were so horrible about him and them, and how could she not have seen it, you know? Yeah.
What's the deal? Why do people hate him so much?
Shall we Google why is Maddie Healy canceled? Well, okay, this is interesting. When Taylor was like madly in love with him and she was trying to make a way for them to stay together. I do remember that he issued a bunch of public apologies to Ice Spice because of something he had said that offended her. And that made sense, obviously, because she's close to Taylor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I think she was like kind of assisting. Here it says, NBC News, Maddie Healy's controversy. Yeah, Healy is now under intense. This is back in the day, June 5th, 2023. Healy is now under intense scrutiny after being linked to Taylor Swift, whose fans have expressed their disappointment over the rumored connection. He laughed at and joined in on jokes mocking rapper Ice Spice on a podcast. Here's one thing I will say. I don't I don't think that he's very
woke.
I don't
with American culture.
Like, I think it's the same way of like if you were in the room with a comedian, mm-hmm. they'd say some really outlandish things. Mm-hmm. I'm not making an excuse for it at all, but I do think some of that comes from like he's not going to be like, oh, I don't know how to word that. What should I say? Like he's just going to say whatever. And
he's not going to be politically correct.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
He apologized for his comments addressing Ice Spice directly whenever he was in New Zealand. He said, I never meant to hurt anybody. I'm sorry if I offended you. And like Ice Spice, I'm sorry. It's not because I'm annoyed that my joking got misconstrued. It's because I don't want Ice Spice to think I'm a dick. I love you, Ice Spice. I'm so sorry. I don't want anything to be misconstrued as mean. I don't mind being a bit of a joker, but I don't want to be perceived as mean-hearted.
Forgiven.
See? Absolutely.
My slate is clean.
Like, what more could you want?
I will say that, like, I've watched, obviously, like, a lot of interviews of his and stuff like that, and he's always precious.
No, I know.
He always, like, says things that I agree with, and I think he has, like, a decent head on his shoulders, actually. Yeah.
Whenever he was pressed about how his fans might feel about him, he said it doesn't, I saw this, the New Yorker, he was on a podcast and they were asking him about all this and he said it doesn't matter, and they said, well, what if your fans care? And he said, if it does, you're either deluded or you're a liar, you're either lying or you're hurt or you're a bit mental for being hurt. It's just people going, oh, there's a bad thing over there, let me get as close to it as possible so you can see how good I look. And I kind of want them to do that because they're demonstrating something so base level.
I feel like a lot of people also just like see like why people don't like him and Taylor. They see her and they have this vision of her and what they think she is and what she should be and what she would like and whatever. And then we have him who drinks his wine out of his bottle or whatever it is, his whiskey, whatever it is, on stage, and he smokes his cigarettes and his weed on stage in the middle of his concerts, and he's just a wild feral. He's making out with girls and maybe guys on stage. He's just like, he's out there and he's not afraid to just kind of be himself and be wild and not hold back and whatever. And I feel like people see him doing those things at his concerts and they think he's gross and like, I don't know, inappropriate, whatever they might think. And so then they see those two and her Broadway show of a tour, and they're like, how could those two worlds possibly ever intermingle? And they just like don't understand how that could work. And so I feel like that's why people get so heated about them possibly being together, and they just don't understand him. He's just a misunderstood little boy.
And like there's a lot going on behind the scenes too. Like they're friends.
Yeah. I just feel like
not
people
just like
see
performers, like they have mutual friends, they have like shared interests, clearly.
Yeah. I just feel like people that do not know him because we do. That's all they like pick up on from him. Yeah. And they don't like, they've never watched an interview of his. They've never like done any more research into him as a person. They just see his concert.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. The next thing on this controversy list was like kissing his fans at his shows. One, rock stars have done that from the literally dawn of time. Like interacting with your fans or bringing a fan up on stage is not him. I guess some of the controversy was because he kissed a male fan in Dubai, where homosexuality is illegal. That being said,
that's Dubai's problem.
Yeah, and I think that that was probably more of a statement that he disagrees with a homophobic law, and I don't think he was, as long as he didn't put that fan in danger, which I don't know, then I think that would just be more like, yeah, I don't agree with that law.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, like, this one says, like, there's a video of him in the UK where it looks like he's sucking on a woman's thumb. Like, he's a rock star, you know?
He's
like,
gonna be crazy.
And, like,
and
like,
he's an
so
artist.
What?
Like, I'm like, here.
Yeah. I've got two to offer.
the whole concert is crazy, but it's art. Like, he has, like, the raw meat and the drunkenness. Like, it's a story, you know? And then I knew this one. During Black Lives Matter, he posted a link to his song, Love It If We Made It, and people said that he was trying to, make that situation about him, when in reality he just thought that his song like related to the chaos in the world and was trying to like offer that as like a statement. I think
so. It's like nothing's wrong, people just like either misconstrue or just don't necessarily like it.
Yeah. And I think it's crazy that your favorite artist in the world could be happy dating someone. Clearly, she knows this person better than you. And she decides in her heart it's okay to be with him. And you have the moral high horse to say that she is offending you by dating someone in her own personal life. It just seems crazy. Yeah, and this album like really points out that she also agrees. Y'all were crazy for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Yeah. Got more.
Long-winded. Let's see where we're at on the list. I think we stopped at...
Daddy, I Love Him, maybe?
Yeah, maybe
so. Yeah, I think it was that.
That's such a great one.
Yeah, it really is.
Such a good song.
Yes. Next is Fresh Out the Slammer.
Love.
Love.
Yeah. All about how the second she was free of Joe, she called up Maddie.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts. Camera flashes, welcome. It's like camera flashes, get the matches, basically. And I think that was about the first time people saw those photos of her and Joe at the restaurant, or her and Maddie at the restaurant, and how immediately everyone had their pitchforks.
Right.
Yeah. And I also love all those nights he kept me going, swirled you into all my poems. Now we're standing at the starting line. I did my time. Like, I just think of her being like longing for Maddie. Like he was what was getting her through the bad parts of her relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Next is Florida. I can't possibly explain it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think there's any meaning behind it. I think her and Florence and the Machine just wrote a song.
Yeah.
I didn't love it the first time I listened to it, but I actually like it now.
Yeah, I like Florence and the Machine, so
same.
It's yeah, that fine
to
listen
to. It stands out to me more the more I've listened to it.
Yeah,
but I couldn't tell you what it's about.
Yeah, Florida, guilty as sin,
sex.
Yeah,
it's about
sex
Maddie.
With Maddie Healy. Yeah.
Yes,
very sensual. I low-key think that might be that her and Maddie were texting or talking before her and Joe were split. But hadn't been physical, because she does say, like, am I guilty if he only touched me in my mind? Like, that's paraphrased, but it's basically like, if I only thought about you doing this, am I guilty of sin?
Yeah. Right.
So I think that might be a little bit of like maybe the overlap of her talking to him. Could be wrong, but next up is another good one. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I have this song blaring in my brain right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so really, really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
Explain the situation if someone hadn't heard.
So the situation is, apparently, this is all speculation, but wherever Joe was filming his show or movie, Taylor had rented a house there. And Taylor was out of town, probably working her little tail off and making money for the family.
Yeah, providing.
Yeah, and Joe decided to throw a little party with his castmates and girl that he was rumored to have, I don't know, cheated on her with. And Taylor was, of course, furious. And that's the song.
Yeah. And it's really good because it really like addresses maybe the fact that Joe was creating this discourse with his coworkers that Taylor was a monster. Or I also think it kind of plays on the idea. So with Well Said, when I do vows for people in the UK, they always are like, but none of your cheesy crap. Like, don't make it so emotional. Like, they think Americans are just like big sappy idiots. And I kind of feel like that kind of plays here. Obviously, Joe is British and he does a lot of British film. Mm-hmm. And whenever it's like, he's saying like, here's what you tell them about me. And it's like that I'll sue them if they step on my lawn, that I do this and that I put narcotics in all my songs. Yeah. Like, it like very much seems like you've told them I'm this over emotional, over dramatic American who's like obsessed with wealth or obsessed with myself. Like, and I feel like it's kind of like a fun cultural perspective there, perhaps.
Yeah, I like that take. It's just fun. And it makes me, I said this earlier, but if I was a person at that party, I would just be terrified. I'd be walking around looking over my shoulder every 2 seconds that Taylor Swift was going to kill me. I think she could.
Yeah. I wonder if Taylor Swift I was going to say has ever killed someone. I guess no. But like she could and we wouldn't know.
Yeah. True.
I wonder like what celebrities have killed someone that we don't know.
That's a dark thought.
Like I always tell Logan all the time, like Elon has killed a lot of people. you don't get to be that wealthy and not like, I think it's like the movies. Like, I think he has a gun and someone walks in his meeting room and it's like, I swear.
Okay, I could see Elon doing it. Mm. I could not see Jeff Bezos doing it. I feel like Jeff Bezos would be like, what do you need from me?
Okay, listen. Yeah. If I had a button right now, or no, just an option where I'm like, if you get it right, you get $1 million. But if you get it wrong, then I don't know, take your car. Like, but the answer is like, has Elon, you have to place your bet. Has Elon ever killed someone? All of you are betting yes.
I wouldn't.
Wow, you'd lose your car.
Your car is gone.
You'd be stranded.
You'd literally be a pedestrian.
I think there's a lot that goes on that we like truly don't know or will never know. So like,
y'all have seen the movies. You don't get big in business. Elon's like the richest guy in the world.
I feel like he's a murderer.
You don't. I'm not saying it's murder. I'm saying like, and if it might the not wrong be guy him. Got the wrong information,
it's never gonna be him.
That would be murder.
Someone else is
murder.
Like, someone else is. Dare yeah, I the blood's gonna be on someone's hands.
People are probably trying to kill him left and right. You don't get that rich without doing some shady business either. Mm-hmm. Sorry, those. I think we're all living in a bubble. I think they have like sex on demand, guns on demand, crazy drugs. Party mm-hmm. club.
I think
club,
that, right. Yeah, but I don't think that murder is in that bubble.
You're a fool.
You're a fool.
Idiot. I don't think Taylor's there yet, but I think gosh. Elon's there. And yeah, there's some people that I wouldn't be surprised if they'd killed someone.
I think if
Will Ferrell, he's got crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was like, are we just going to name people?
We just name people.
This is
hometown.
Alleged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alleged.
Allegedly, Elon Musk killed 30 people.
Allegedly.
And allegedly, I'm next for saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to become a rich woman because I stood in his corner.
No, you're going to get really toned legs from walking everywhere. No car. Next one is number 11. I can fix him. No, really, I can. Here's the thing. It's about Maddie. I don't love the song.
Yeah.
It's really got a real Western vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Number 12 is one of my favorites. It's Love of My Life.
It's a gut wrencher.
It's gut wrenchingly sad. It's about Maddie.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
The talking rings and talking cradles, I wish I could unrecall how we almost had it all, is rough.
That one, I think, is one that people think is Joe.
Yeah.
Here's why I don't. She talks about it being, if it happens in a moment, it's legendary.
Yeah.
And like, we were supposed to be forever, but it was momentary. Mm-hmm. Joe had 6 years.
That's such
I think
a long
the fact
time.
That it's a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, and I don't think Joe was ever talking cradles. Mm. I think Joe is too obsessed with himself and his parties. And like, yeah, I think that was the beef. I think she wanted Joe to be talking rings and cradles. Mm-hmm. And you can tell now in hindsight that she was really overcompensating for Joe. And she's like, I'd marry you with paper rings, though. Like, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't make a big deal. Like, you know. 13 is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
So good. It's so bejeweled on crack.
Yeah. It's like Barbie.
Yeah.
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 But who do you think it's about?
I think it's Maddie.
That's another controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the beginning of the Eras tour was her sparkly summer that Maddie ruined. It started in the summer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We kind of already talked about this one.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little. Number 14 is The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Sadly,
Maddie.
This one, I cannot defend you, Maddie.
Right.
You were a coward, and you need to check into rehab.
That's that.
If you're hearing this, check into rehab.
That's the summary of the album.
You're a small man.
Yeah.
That's, the ones that we've done.
For the record, he's 5'10", not 5'5".
Yeah.
Yeah.
That needs to be known.
Yeah. We would never obsess over someone who was 5'5". Although I learned recently that Joe Jonas, he's like 5'7".
Yeah, he doesn't do anything for me. None of those brothers do.
I like all three.
I loved Joe.
I literally love all of them. I would switch to Joe now.
I remember you, Sav, were big in the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, I went to
the
concert.
And I just never got it. I was never a fan.
I was obsessed with them until I started becoming like die hard, like, want to kill myself obsessed with Sterling Knight.
Right.
Understandably.
Just wasn't expecting Sterling Knight.
No. But did you guys see the movie Starstruck?
Of course.
Of course.
How could you not be obsessed with him? Did you guys know Chad Dylan Cooper?
Of course.
He's the most beautiful man who ever lived.
Yeah.
Talk about smallest. He was the most beautiful. And you know what's sad about that one? He's such a nobody now. Like, I could have pulled him. Had I been in a room with him from age 27 to 34 for him, married. Anyway, though, my first ever concert was Hannah Montana and the Jonas Brothers.
We were there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you go?
I want to cry. You surprised me.
Oh, my God. It was so sweet.
It was so sweet.
I still remember
it,
like, to this
day. I have
to
go to church rehearsal. You're like, you're not going to be there. Trying not to tell me. I'm like, I will do it alone. We had a duet. Maddie surprised me with Hannah Montana tickets, and we had, like, a church rehearsal for our little play, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll have to do it without you. And she's like, just don't go. Like, it's fine. I was like, no, I have to go. And she's like, just don't go. But it's because we were going to the concert.
Yeah.
Number 15. Time to bring a new player.
Okay, that's
the Alchemy.
We were saying we gotta give him some.
Yeah, The Alchemy is the first song on the album about Travis, and the first song ever about Travis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is cool. That's fun. Yeah.
I know. If you're him, you're probably pretty excited
Swimming.
About.
Yeah.
He's pumped. You know.
And it doesn't take
debut.
Much. It doesn't take much to cheer on
our little. I don't want to call him Golden Retriever because of the line for Maddie, but like a little squirrel.
He is a Golden Retriever, though. Yeah.
He is a Golden Retriever-esque for sure.
The funny thing is, I think he would be just as excited about, like, a Miller Lite.
Exactly.
As he would about that song, because he's just, like, a dude's dude. Like, I can't imagine him dissecting the lyrics and, like, caring. Mm-hmm. But maybe he does. We don't know him. I'm sure he's still excited. I'm sure he's glad that he got mentioned, like, at the end, too, where it's, like, this is where we are now.
Mm-hmm. And it was, like,
he probably needed it after listening to all those Maddie songs.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
She made him wait.
Yeah.
Down there in the end.
If I'm wrong for saying this, sue me. But, like, that one's a little bit kitschy. Like, it's a little gimmicky. Right. Do we think she dumbed it down for him?
I don't think so. I think that's just what the relationship is
right now.
That wasn't even me trying to be mean.
She's like, he can't handle the depth of my poetry, so we're going to just be a silly
You play
girl.
Ball. I know Aristotle.
I know.
Okay.
I think that's the high school one.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's not that one.
Okay.
I've listened to that one time and never again, so I need to listen to
which
that
one? The Alchemy?
Yeah.
I actually really like it. I love the beat. I like it, like, in general.
Which one? We need to talk about the heroin line and get other people's opinions.
Yeah,
agreed. Oh, yeah, let's talk about it. I'll pull up the
lyrics. Think that
might be why I haven't listened to it again.
I think the Alchemy has that line.
Yeah. That line.
Yeah.
Because that pissed me off, but I could be wrong. Okay, so here's why we think it's Travis. It's very football-y. For one, hospital was a drag, worst sleep I ever had. So she's saying, I'm out of the psych ward. I'm done being tortured by these poets, Joe and Maddie. I'm here. I'm coming in strong. So when I touchdown, call the amateurs and cut them from the team. Ditch the clowns, get the crown, baby. I'm the one to beat because the sign on your heart said it's still reserved for me. Who are we to fight the Alchemy? There was one thing I thought that was kind of cute in here. These blokes warm the benches. We've been on a winning streak. Obviously, like Joe and Maddie were British. So, like, those blokes. But now you and I are on a winning streak. I thought that was kind of cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads. Beer sticking to the floor. Cheers chanted because they said there was no chance trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me. So, obviously, them winning the Super Bowl back to back. Touchdown.
It's cute, but, you know, it reminds me of, like, a Vault song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of, like, a song where she'd be like, oh, yeah, I wrote this.
If she's still dating Travis when she re-records, like, debut.
Right.
That'll probably slay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the line that we find controversial. He jokes that it's heroin, but this time with an E. And then just back to, because the sign on your heart is still reserved for me. So I saw a TikTok that was agreeing with what we thought. My initial thought, and it kind of makes me sad, is that when you say, like, that it's Travis making fun of the fact that she was just with a guy who does heroin.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of a low blow, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the person I made it was like, yeah, this guy would have made fun of you in high school. He's making fun of your drug problems, whatever, you know.
Why like if Travis was not who I think he is, but like I would be like, oh, like it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I like said that to you, but like why'd you put in a lyric? You know, like, yeah, why are you putting that out there? Like, yeah, I said it and probably shouldn't have, but it was like between us, like joking, like, yeah, you know. So I'm surprised she like put it in lyrics.
I know.
Regardless, yeah, I wish. I don't know. Maybe we'll find more info. If you have an opinion, let us know.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Because there's, I mean, like I would either lose my car or win $1 million. That that's about Travis. <It's>,
yeah,
I feel way more confident about that.
I'll bet on that one for sure.
There's no way.
It'd be crazy.
Beer sticking. It would be wine. It would be bourbon. It'd be whiskey.
No, you're
it would
right.
not be beer.
Yeah. Okay. What's
and like
next?
The blokes part. Like
I was trying to read a. This is like a thing about all the fact that it is. Meanwhile, the line he jokes that it's heroin, but this time with an E, has many applauding Kelsey's comic timing on a clever, if not a tad cold-blooded shot at Healy, who has been open about his past heroin addiction. So, like, everyone is just saying that's what
that's
it is.
That's about.
I'm like,
I think
that's rude.
It is. Not
it's not nice.
Great. And I'm shocked she put it in there.
I'm a Travi hater, but I just made fun of people for being Maddie haters without backing, so I'm not saying any of that, but that's one thing I will say. If that is just him making fun of the fact that she was dating someone with a heroin problem, substance use disorder is a disease. It is not like, oh, he's a loser who does drugs. It's literally a disease, and that's such a crazy, crazy take to
and
make.
Like, he's been sober from that.
Yeah.
So we know. Like, as far as we know.
I mean, of all the things we're woke on in this society, people are not addicts. People have substance use disorder. Like, that's crazy to make a joke about it and put it in your love story. And that's not just to Travis, that's to Taylor and Travis. Mm-hmm. So,
agreed.
Anywho. Last one is Clara Bow. And that's kind of about women always being compared to the next best thing and how even Taylor now... She used to like be compared to Stevie Nicks and be compared to these people, but now she's the one who girls will be compared to. It's kind of giving nothing new,
right?
Yeah,
vibes.
Yeah,
and those are the ones I dissected, but there's more because at 2 a.m. last night, Taylor told us that the album is really long.
So we're not done yet.
Okay, these are going to be less certain.
Yeah,
we'll just try and do rapid fire.
Let's rapid fire.
We can rapid fire.
Yeah. Okay. Black Dog.
Sorry.
Maddie.
Yeah. Wait, start over.
The Black Dog. Maddie. I'm going to get you back.
We've
gone back
we
and forth.
Thought it was Maddie until but her video she posted.
She posted a video today in a lilac skirt.
I don't think that's enough. I'm going still Maddie. I don't think the
but
lilac.
But it says like, you're the one or like. I'm with you. I don't know.
I don't think it's
the
him.
Only reason is because I don't know if there's ever been a point where her and Travis could get each other back.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
also
I'm saying.
Think that like, Maddie has imagery about bicycles associated with him.
I do too. He does.
But if
he
like,
does.
Once again, associate.
Didn't he have a music video?
A music video or in their concert. Or
it's
no,
coming back
Taylor
to me.
Swift did bicycles in her tour.
Yeah, she did.
There is something with a bike and Maddie Healy, for sure.
I love that line, though. It scratches my brain.
Which one? The
I'm gonna smash your bike.
Yeah. Not Savannah's rendition.
Now that I know the concept.
Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah. Oh, look, yeah. He used to be photographed with a bike for 1975. Anywho. Okay, next one. The Albatross, Joe.
Joe.
Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus? Maddie. How did it end? Joe. So high school.
Travis.
I hate it here.
I can't not Joe. Call him Travi.
Travi.
Thank you, Amy, Kim, and Kanye. I look in people's windows.
Mystery.
I'm sure.
The prophecy, I think Maddie. Cassandra, Kanye. Peter, Maddie. The Bolter, Taylor herself. Robin, couldn't tell ya. The manuscript.
That's one we don't know.
Maybe Joe, maybe all the older men she's dated, all of her past. Maybe did you say she thought like the Lover album?
Yeah. Or just, you know, like all the past albums
or
about
maybe,
Joe or
yeah.
any of them.
You
honestly
said John Mayer. You said Jake. Like people that
I could just see. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's all just yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one's a mystery.
Kind of. I recently saw a comparison of in Tolerate It when she says used my best colors for your portrait, and people were like the Lover album was his portrait. It was like all bright, colorful. Ooh. And she painted him in like a beautiful light.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Licking his lips after eating. I know. So sweet.
Walking slow.
What's everyone's favorite song
so far?
Yeah.
But Daddy, I Love Him. Down Bad.
I said Guilty as Sin. We talked about.
Mm-hmm.
That one already.
Love of My Life is up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fresh Off the Slammer.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah. I honestly like.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fortnite.
Sorry.
I keep like forgetting that one.
Like, oh, that music video. We can talk about that really quick.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. Good. So
really good.
Artistic.
She just
Post Malone
so
has never looked better. Neither has she. I mean, yeah. She always looks good, but.
Yeah, Posty's looking like, hot. I would ship her in Post.
Sure.
Huh?
I would ship Taylor with Post Malone.
Taylor Malone. Has
hey, if it's
to,
if it happens, I did call it, though. So
I also love
I brought up the idea.
I do, too, actually.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I like that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
It's
Fresh
a
off the
really
slammer,
good album.
They're starting to get in my head now, and yeah. I like love that time for me.
Yeah,
mine has All Day. I've been like, I'm down bad, like all day. Also, crying like I was cracking up at crying at the gym because in my head it's like a 10 gym,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably literally like the most beautiful, more beautiful than my home, bigger than my home. Like,
yeah, no, I know.
Yeah,
yeah. Overall, really great.
I love to be. A Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
I love to know her lore. The songs are just like with any other artist, you're like, oh yeah, I wonder if that's about their spouse. With Taylor, it's like we know the references, we know the details. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's like it unlike so any other album, any other artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just something about it.
And it was just perfect timing that we got to do this together because we planned this trip before.
Yeah.
And
really dissected.
My husband hates when I do this. Like hates when I know what every song is about.
Right.
He thinks it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just relieved that
got to
it worked out.
Cameron this morning was like, Taylor should release an album every day because I literally woke up and I was like, like, ready to go,
excited,
yeah,
and in the best mood.
Yeah, he was like, "How's the album?" I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Like this, and this.
Yeah,
and I was just so giddy. It's just so fun.
No, it's
so
really fun.
We're gonna be doing another episode too, all about the book that we read this month. The book that we read this month. Some of us read this month. So yeah, stay tuned for that. We'll probably post this episode pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of edits. Maybe
what
some Finny Lou,
some Finny Lou, some heroin comments,
some
coffee.
There's definitely
some cancel, some cancel culture.
Yeah, I'm not careful.
Yeah, but yeah. Either way, we will see you guys soon.
Yeah,
love you. Bye.
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 Wait, we didn't say our
bye.